Okay, I'm just gonna say it. Being the good girl nearly broke me. Always smiling, always saying yes, and always putting others first, even when I was drowning, I thought I was being kind, responsible, the strong one. But really, I was abandoning myself. Today, we are talking about something called good girl syndrome. And if you ever felt like your word is tied to how perfect, how polite or productive you are, this episode is going to change the way you see yourself. Let's go. Welcome to Mastering Your 30s and Living My 40s, the podcast where we navigate the twists and turns of life's most transformative decades. If you are in your 30s, this is your guide to slowing down, enjoying the ride, and making smart investments in your future health, wealth, and well-being. And if you are in your 40s, like myself, this is a space to share wisdom, reflect on the lessons learned, and have honest conversations about what this decade really looks like. I'm Alev Bakan, health and life coach and founder of Health & Co. Every week, we dive into the challenges, growth, and mindset shift that come with this journey. Because what's the fun in going through the ups and downs alone when we can be each other's cheerleaders, encouragers, and wisdom sharers? And here is something I've noticed, not just in my own life, but also in many of the women I coach, is that the 40s, it's often when the crash happens. When you look around, you realize I've done everything I supposed to, and I follow the script, I've been the good girl, so why do I feel so tired, so disconnected, so invisible? It's the decade when so many of us finally wake up to the fact that we have been living by someone else's rule, that we have been performing, not living. And honestly, it's also when so many women began to reclaim their power. They stop asking for permission. They start setting boundaries. They stop chasing approval and start chasing alignment. But here is the thing. You don't have to wait until your 40s to start living your truth. That's exactly why I do what I do. My mission is to bring the wisdom of the 40s and beyond into your 30s so you don't lose another decade to over-functioning, over-giving, and overthinking. You get to live boldly now. And today's conversation, it's a big step in that direction. Let's talk about the six signs that might tell you that you might have good girl syndrome. Number one is perfectionism. And this is a big one. If you consistently feel like you have to be everything to everyone, like making one mistake means you are not good enough, you might be stuck in this trap of perfectionism. If you are always aiming for the A+, the gold star, the perfect post, the perfect performance, even if it burns you out, it means you have perfectionism to your core. And here is the kicker. Your self-worth isn't coming from who you are. It's coming from what you do and how others perceive what you do. And that's so exhausting. And honestly, it's a moving target you will never hit. Because the more you try to be perfect, the more invincible your real self becomes. Number two, people pleasing. This is an old frenemy that many people have been through, hopefully left behind at some point in their life. If you say yes before you even know what's being asked, you anticipate what others want, need, feel, and you show up for them every time, even when your own tank is running on empty. And the idea of disappointing someone, oof, that feels like a deep gut punch. So instead of rocking the boat, you become the boat, you carry everyone, and the sad part is you start to believe that your worth comes from being needed, not loved, needed. Well, let me tell you something. You are allowed to disappoint people, and the people who love you will still love you even when you say no to them. Number three, putting others first. Always. If you are always the strong one, the responsible one, the she who is always got it together one, you cancel your plans, your dreams, your rest just to show up for others. And when you finally get 5 minutes to yourself, you can't even relax because you feel so guilty about it. So if any of those, and in many cases, all of those sound familiar, you train yourself to put everyone else first. But do you know what it really means? It means you have told yourself that your needs matter less. Let that sink in. Because you are always on call for others, you are never fully present for yourself. And if you are consistently showing up for them, when you are going to show up for yourself? Number four, body image issues. Well, this is a strong one. So many of us, especially women, grow up believing our bodies are here to be looked at instead of lived in. You feel pressured to look a certain way, fit into a mold, chase an ideal that is completely made up. Maybe you have dieted endlessly, skipped meals, skipped moments of joy, picked yourself apart in front of the mirror, all in the name of being and looking good enough. Here is the truth. Your body isn't an apology. It's not a project. It's not a problem to solve. And your worth is not determined by your waistline. Number five, sexual discomfort. Well, let's talk about this quiet part that no one talks about. Sex. If you were raised to be a good girl, chances are there is some shame around desire. Maybe you feel guilty for even wanting sex. Or maybe you even never fully explored what you enjoy because you were always so focused on making sure your partner is happy. Maybe you have said yes to the things that didn't feel right, just to avoid awkwardness or rejection. Maybe you have brushed off your needs because being easygoing felt safer. But here is the thing. Your sexuality is yours. It's not for performance. It's not for approval. It's not supposed to be a transaction. You deserve pleasure. You deserve comfort, safety, and full ownership of your body and your choices. Finally, maybe you learned to be good because you had to. Maybe growing up, being quiet or agreeable kept you safe. Maybe saying nothing helped you avoid conflict. You developed what we call hypervigilance, which is constantly scanning the environment and trying to avoid anything that could go wrong. You became the peacekeeper, the fixer, the emotional sponge. And now, the same hyper-awareness, that same keep everyone happy instinct is still running your life, even though you are not in that environment anymore. And it's like a protective shield you have carried for years, but it's heavy, and it's okay to put it down. If any of those signs hit a nerve, take a breath. You are not broken, you are not weak, you are just human. And you have been running someone else's script for way too long. But here is the good news. You can rewrite the story. All right, now let's get to the good stuff. How do you break free from good girl syndrome? How do you stop being the emotional airbag in everyone else's life and finally show up for yourself? Here is the truth. You can't change what you don't name. So the first step is awareness. You have to call it out. You got to say, wow, I am doing that people-pleasing thing again. Or say, yep, I just said yes when I really meant no. And that's not weakness. That's progress. And once you got that awareness, you start flexing a new set of muscles. And yeah, I said muscles because learning to say no when you have always said yes your entire life, that's emotional weightlifting. Let me give you a few reps to start practicing. Saying no without backpedaling or apologizing. Just say, no, that doesn't work for me. Period. Let the silence hang. You don't owe anyone a TED talk. Turning into what you want, not what looks good, not what keeps the peace around, what actually feels right to your gut. Letting go to the need to be liked by everyone. Because, spoiler alert, you could be the juiciest peach in the whole world and someone out there still hates peaches. Feeling your feelings without any guilt. You are allowed to be angry. You are allowed to be sad. You are allowed to be happy even when other people around you aren't. Because you are human. And setting boundaries. Even if it makes someone uncomfortable, discomfort doesn't mean you did something wrong. It means you are doing something different. And I am going to be real with you. This isn't something you can fix overnight. It requires practice. You will mess up. You will cave sometimes, and that is completely okay. You are unlearning decades of conditioning. You don't need to be perfect. That's the point, right? We are trying to learn to be imperfect and being totally okay with it. But you don't have to do it alone. That's what coaching is for. And that's what I'm here for. So, let me tell you about one of my clients. Of course, I'm not going to give her real name, so let's call her Sarah. Sarah is a working mom of two, She came to me completely burned out. She was managing a household, running her own business, signing up for every single school event, cooking dinner every night, and still beating herself up for not being present enough. And I'm assuming that might sound familiar to many of you. Well, she was running on fumes and still believed she wasn't doing enough. That's the good girl script in action. Serve everyone, smile, don't complain, hustle harder. And when we started working together, her biggest fear was that if she started saying no, if she stopped doing all the things, she would disappoint everyone. That people would pull away, that she wouldn't be liked. So we started really slow, small steps, one boundary at a time, one honest conversation per day or even sometimes per week, one commitment to herself. Fast forward a few months, well, she has been delegating, she has been communicating her needs clearly. She even booked a solo weekend away, which is something she hadn't done in years. And the best part, her relationship didn't fall apart. They got even better because she stopped showing up from a place of guilt and started showing up from a place of truth. And she is not chasing perfection anymore. She is living with intention. And if she can do it, and let me tell you, she was a complete good girl. If she can do it, so can you. Let me tell you about another client. This time we will call her Elena. And Elena was a powerhouse in her field. I mean, this woman had a solid career, a great reputation, and a real sense of purpose in her work. But after having her second child, everything changed. She made the decision to step away from her career to raise her kids. And listen, she didn't resent it. She loved being home with her kids. She told me that these years with her babies are the most beautiful years of her life. But there was this quiet voice underneath it all. One that whispered, "You are not doing enough. You used to be someone important. What will you go back to? What are you even building now?" Of course, we both know that being a full-time mom, that's a full-time job and a half. It's the hardest, most relentless, under-acknowledged role there is. But somewhere along the way, society convinced her that she wasn't bringing in a paycheck or holding meetings or having a title, so her value had diminished. And you know what she did with that quiet voice? She drowned in it. She filled every second of her day with activities, obligations, helping others, taking on more than necessary. Because if she stayed busy enough, she wouldn't have to sit with that feeling of being incomplete. Sounds familiar? When we start working together, we didn't start with her calendar. We didn't jump into time blocking or productivity. We went deeper. We looked at the glitch in her judgment, the lie she had internalized that her worth was tied to how productive she was or how visible her contributions were to the outside world. And you know what came out of that work? A massive sense of relief. Because once she saw the pattern, she could stop running. She could breathe and take it easy. We worked on redefining what achievement meant to her. She found ways to reconnect to herself without sacrificing her presence as a mom. And eventually, when the timing was right, she chose to step back into professional life, but from a place of clarity and self-worth, not from guilt or pressure. Elena stopped living in response to the judgment in her head and started living in alignment with her truth. And here is what I want you to take away from her story. If you are filling your days with tasks just to avoid stillness, if you feel like your value disappeared when your job title died, if you are convinced yourself that busy is proof that you matter, please pause and ask yourself, who am I without the to-do list? What do I want if nobody is watching? Because that version of you, she is still in there and she is so ready to come out. If any part of this episode made you think, oh my gosh, that's completely me, then I want you to know you are not broken, you are not behind, and you are definitely not alone. But if you are done over-functioning, overcompensating, and overthinking, and if you are ready to start living from a place of clarity, confidence, and ease, then I want to invite you to connect with me. Let's have a conversation about what's really going on. Let's figure out what your truth sounds like and what your next chapter could feel like. And let's build something beautiful, not just for your family, not just for your career, but for you. You can always book a free intro session from our website, which is www.healthandco.com, or you can DM me to receive the link. It's no pressure, no commitment, just a safe place to start. And let's stop performing and let's start showing up for real for you. Well, thank you so much for being here today. Thank you for being willing to change the good girl script. Because here is the truth. You weren't born to shrink. You weren't born to silence your voice or bury your needs just to keep others comfortable. You were born to be bold, to feel deeply, to love yourself without needing a reason. And I'm so honored to walk this path beside you. If this episode spoke to you, well, please send it to a friend who is always trying to do it all and leave us a review and hit that subscribe button. Let's keep this momentum going and let's keep growing together. This is Mastering Your 30s and Living My 40s. I will see you next week with a brand new episode. Until then, be kind to yourself. You are doing better than you think.